This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
We have stringent regulations, an engaged and robust Office of the General Counsel, and an empowered, independent Office of Inspector General to make sure of that. Moreover, regardless of what you see on the silver screen, we do not pursue covert action on a whim and without the approval or accountability. There's a comprehensive process that starts with the president and consists of many levels of legal and policy review. Let me assure you, when it comes to covert action, there is oversight and accountability every step of the way. And I inherited an agency that has deep respect for the rule of law and the Constitution. It's embedded in the very fiber of the people that work at the CIA. And despite fictional depictions meant to sell books or box office tickets, we are not an untethered or rogue agency. And so while we've had some truly awesome capabilities at our disposal, our officers do not operate in areas or against targets that are rightfully and legally off limits. At our core, we are an organization committed to uncovering the truth and getting it right. We devote ourselves to protecting our trade. We work hard to maintain truly global coverage. We spend hours upon hours collecting information and poring over data and reports. And we also admit when we make a mistake. In fact, because CIA is accountable to the free and open society we help defend, the times in which we have failed to live up to high standards of our fellow citizens have been cataloged well over the years, even by our own government. These mistakes are public. They're public to an extent that I doubt any other nation could ever match. But it's always our intention and our duty to get it right. And that's one of the reasons we at CIA find the celebration of entities like WikiLeaks to be both perplexing and deeply troubling. Because while we do our best to quietly collect information on those who pose very real threats to our country, individuals such as Julian Assange and Edward Snowden seek to use that information to make a name for themselves. As long as they make a splash, they care nothing about the lives they put at risk or the damage they cause to national security.
WikiLeaks and, Eric Snowden into context here, and also the mission of the CIA in clarifying this up. And I think his speech went a long way, and it did resonate with Main Street America. And at the same time, Main Street America, although encouraged to hear what the director is sharing with us, says, I want it to be true. And they want to, get beyond the last 8 years where the CIA has been subject to questioning and to where the director has to come out and make this statement, right?
Yeah. I think Trey Gowdy summed it up best when he was talking to the FBI. I'm asking you these questions and you can't give me any answers.
Mm-hmm.
And then he goes, you're creating a void here. And he goes, some of my colleagues up here would love to fill that void.
Yes.
You know, they can fill it with whatever they want to fill it with. He said nature doesn't like a vacuum.
Exactly.
And so I think it's good that he came out and said this, but I think the relationship still needs mending at this point.
Right. But, and again, what's kind of in the order of conversation this week, Scott, if you've picked up on this theme, is that we have politicians and then we have I don't know, for lack of a better word, reality, maybe culture in the real world. And what happens, when Trey Gowdy talks about this void being filled, we don't need a void filled with politics, do we? Because then at that point, we're not dealing with the facts. We're just dealing with influence and prejudice. The CIA needs to deliver the facts of the matter. And, the politicians are going to do what they want to do, and that will continue to be the order of the day. But somehow, the truth, as Mike Pompeo is saying and sharing with us, needs to come out. And to where there is this connection that Trey Gowdy is talking about, at some point, you got to be able to reconcile what is going on and get it out of the realm of opinion and politics. The conversation continues. Thank you for joining us. It is Good Friday. This is Bill Martinez at 5 minutes after the top of the hour.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Values, faith, service. They still exist here. Bill Martinez, live.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. It's always great to have you along with us. Just about 6 minutes after the top of the hour. It is a holy week across America, and this is Good Friday. And I'll tell you, I can't think of many people that I would like to spend Good Friday with outside of Jesus than our next guest, the Lolo Girl. I'm talking, yes, Lucy herself is back with us, the college professor, media superstar, national spokesperson. I mean, you're like international now, aren't you? I mean, you're beyond national anymore.
Maybe in our world. I don't know about everybody else's world.
Our mind.
Maybe in
our
mind. Yeah, our make-believe world.
Hey,
whatever our reality
is. Hey, it's our world. We can do whatever we want to do. And Robin's going, what are you doing to my wife?
Yeah. Yeah, he's like, y'all are crazy, but that's the story of our life. So yeah, he knew what he was getting into. We dated for a year, and we've been friends a long time, so he knew full well what was ahead for him.
Exactly. So no big surprise here. Hey, let's talk a little bit about movies last weekend. Boss Baby still number one. Beauty and the Beast at number two. Lots of money there between those two. Something like 50 million, just those two. So that gobbled up a lot of money. Case for Christ, first week out, came in at number 10. Didn't have the number of theaters, only about 1,100 theaters, but average.
So considering that, number 10's good.
Yeah, really good. And again, a perfect timing because of the Holy Week and Easter just around the corner. And we already talked about your bonnet. You're already set up, right?
You know, that is my mission for today and tomorrow, is to find my little Easter hat, not my bonnet, but my Easter hat. But I will tell y'all, I went shopping yesterday. I got the cutest little dress for our little 7-year-old little girl. Mm-hmm. And our little boy, we adopted him from China, and he's all about being either kung fu or military. One or the other, anything else won't do. And I found him the cutest little jumper.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at the people when I'm checking out of the store because they know him. I'm like, okay, he's going to kill me. And they're like, yep. And I came home and I showed it to Robin and Channing. And I said, what's nice to think about this jumpsuit for Easter? And Channing's like, he's going to hate it. So I haven't even showed it to him yet. So he's going to be wondering where his bonnet is to match his jumpsuit.
Well, this is why you got to hide those pictures, you know, because when he becomes a teenager, it's all that evidence to be held, you know, against you, you know, for all the
he feels that way now that I'm 6. Like at 6, he's already like that. Like he stands in the mirror and admires himself, and he wants to use hair gel. And, you know, Robin will try to kind of spike it up, and he's like, no, I'm not going to have that. And he was born deaf. He has a cochlear, but we've learned how to communicate. And he lets us know, it ain't working. So we'll catch him a little bit later in front of the mirror laying it down flat because he kind of likes his bangs swooping across his forehead, you know, kind of that look versus the sticking straight up.
Yep.
And, like, I'll buy outfits for him. We'll be shopping. He'll be in the grocery cart, not grocery cart, in the store cart, whatever store it is. And I'll be like, do you like this? He's like, no, thumbs down. Do you like this? No, thumbs down. I'm like, forget it. I'm getting it anyway.
Yeah.
And I made him wear overalls at Thanksgiving because they were adorable, like full length, so like just farmer overalls.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my word. He cried, I think.
Oh, wow. You're causing...
Yeah, because that's not cool. I mean, he's like, okay, overalls are not cool, and I'm trying to tell him they are cool, and he's looking at me going, you're trying to tell me what cool is, lady? I fine.
You got to you got to just know. You know what he's thinking, and but it's just like gosh, when he's able to connect all the words.
Yeah, we're going to be in trouble.
This is going to be reality TV at the Stewart household, man. It's going to be awesome. I can't wait.
We do need to do a reality television show because I'm telling you, if all of y'all could see it, you'd go, boy, I'm so glad I have the life that I do.
Hey,
really?
You could do reality
all the time.
Yeah, you could do reality TV and then design a pair of new pumps for Hillary Clinton, right?
Oh, yeah.
Did you like those?
The first thing I would do. Oh, dear Lord, don't even get me started.
You know what cracked me up about that whole deal? Those Katy Perry pumps that she designed for Hillary and her. First of all, if you saw the picture of her, it looked like she was wobbling in them.
Well, Hillary can't even wear like house slippers, much less. You know, 6-inch pumps. Are you kidding me?
Right.
I can't wear those, and I've been wearing my foot is shaped like a shoe because I have been wearing high heel pumps since I was in ninth grade. Think about it.
Yes.
Rarely ever have you seen me without pumps on, and I can't even wear the ones the kids wear today. I'm like, you got to be kidding. No way. The ones we wore 3 inches, you could still run if you had to, not 6 inches.
Well, the thing was, I was embarrassed for her. This was an introductory offer for these shoes, right? And they're already discounting them at 25%. So what does that tell you?
Nobody ain't going to want those shoes.
It's like even at 25% off.
Yeah.
That's going to be like one of your books.
Selling.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
know. That's exactly right.
Well,
they're going to all end up in Big Lot.
Yeah, I think so. We'll be selling them for cents on the dollar. Forget about 25 cents. 25% discount. That's only the start. We want mo, I guess, if we're going to put our precious little feet in those things, man. Because you
that's
put those
exactly
things
right.
on, you're not exactly going to turn into Cinderella and go to the ball. You know what I'm saying?
No, you're going to be walking going, ee, oh, ee, 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 ee. And I've been there. I've tried that. I'm like, no, thank you. I don't need my feet found, which is kind of what it feels like.
Well, you want to go, hey, maybe if I cut my little toe off or something, maybe I might be able to fit into it, right?
To squeeze them all in.
Here,
well,
that'll make a hole on the side.
Feet.
Make a hole on the side and just let your little toe kind of hang out there.
So it can breathe. But see, I wear like a 9.5. Like I wore a 9.5 shoe in the sixth grade. I've got big hands, big feet. I'm not crazy tall, but I'm almost 5'8". And because I wear heels, you know, everybody thinks I'm 5'10 or 11. But, I mean, I just remember getting my first pair of high heel shoes like in the sixth grade. Not high. They were like wedges. And, boy, I thought I was all that in a bag of chips. But now it's really – I'm coming to the place where I thought if you ever told me that I was going to be wearing Rockports, I would have said, don't be looking over here.
Oh,
and I'm starting
God.
To go, those Rockports are looking really nice and
okay,
comfy.
Okay, that's it. I'm coming.
Yeah.
I'm coming to get you. I'm coming.
Yeah,
I've been in Mississippi for too long. I got to save you. I'm coming out there. Rockports. Oh, my goodness. I mean, do you imagine what our friends in Los Angeles, when they hear this, they're going to fall over.
They're hearing this, and they're in the ditch right now.
They're in the ditch.
Yeah, they are. They're like, I don't know who she is. Somebody has kidnapped her mind and her mouth.
That's it.
But my mother was lovely. She, like Jackie Onassis, always wore these beautiful heels. And towards, you know, the latter part of her life, she only lived to be 70, but she was wearing those shoes. And she's like, girl, one day you'll understand. And I'm like, I'm getting it. I'm only, you know, 50.
Yeah, people say they'll calm your bunions, they say.
Well, and see, I didn't think I had a bunion. And one day I was shopping. I can't believe I had told y'all this. And I have on these beautiful pair of shoes. I'm like at Macy's or something. And I said, oh, I like these shoes. This lady's walking by. She goes, girl, you got a bunion. And I'm like, what? I don't have a bunion. She's like, that is a bunion. And I'm like, go on. Don't be telling me that. Yeah, so I'm like, thank you. I already know all of my other infirmities. Now you pointed out another one I didn't even know I had. Thank you very much.
So
yeah, but mine's not like to the point where I got to get it cut off. If you've ever seen that surgery, that's why I'm going to start wearing flats. No, you ain't going to be sawing on my foot with a big old whatever. No, thank you.
Mm-mm. Exactly. Mm-mm. Hey, well, let's go back to movies just a second because we were talking about some fun movies. I mean, this is the thing. You can always rent great, great movies to rent. And you rented Sing. And what else did you?
We rented Trolls.
Yeah.
And the kids rented Moana. Now, I didn't see Moana, but the kids did. But Trolls and Sing, I love. Like, I want to buy them so I can watch them all the time or TiVo them. You know, where you can see them every single day. The music is great. The plots are great. Yeah. And see, Secret Life of Pets, Mm-hmm. I mean, that's still one of my favorites. Have you all seen that one?
No, I haven't seen and I've been wanting to see that one. Yes. Yeah, but Trolls, you got me excited about Trolls. You said Justin Timberlake does the music on it?
He's the music director. Yeah. And, you know, the big, huge song of the summer, Can't Stop This Feeling, came from that movie track.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay, hey, wait a minute. We got to hit pause because we got to take a quick break. We'll be right back. Stay with us, America. More from Lauren Kitchen-Seward on the other side of the break.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over 3 decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both notice that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Sick and tired of being sick and tired? Family Health and Education Resources wants to help you achieve and maintain good health naturally. Overcome lifestyle diseases with nutrition and natural remedies. Addiction recovery designed to build habits that heal rather than hurt. Communication and relationship building to strengthen family units. Character building and devotional resources for the whole family. We are on a mission to save America one family at a time. Visit NewEnglandFHER.com today. NewEnglandFHER.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
It's always a great day here at Bill Martinez Live. What more could you want?
Back with you 19 minutes after the top of the hour, and as promised, Lauren Kitchen-Seward has not gone too far away. She's right here. We're talking movies. You're talking Sing, Moana, Trolls. You said you love Trolls, and, you know, so now you've encouraged me after I get through my typical fanfare of, you know, Easter movies that are must-see, I have to see. Just, you know, kind of... helps you stop for just a moment and appreciate what Easter really is all about.
Well, I want to see the Case for Christ, and I still want to see the Shack. Robin and I are going to try to get out and see that in the next couple of days. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's a lot of the great things right now, though, out to rent. I finally saw Risen from last year.
Well,
with, I think, Joseph Fiennes. I hadn't seen that before recently. And you guys, that's really good. Did you see that out?
Yeah, I did. I saw that. That was terrific. I agree. Great movie. Yep.
So those are some ideas if you don't want to spend a whole lot of money. I mean, going to theater this day and age, you got to save up for it.
Yeah, well, you got to have, you know, you got to watch something because you got all that Easter candy to chomp on. You know, that super stuff, that super sugar stuff that you're supposed to stay away from. But when you see them in these Easter baskets.
If you saw our kids' Easter baskets, I showed Robin last night. I'm like, look at this. The baskets are way too little because I found some really cute ones that had, like, bunny heads hanging over them, and they're packed so full. He's like, gee whiz, honey. I'm like, I know. All of that stuff, peeps and, you know, the little egg candy and the egg gum and the little chocolate heads. Yeah, ours are all ready for that.
See, my weakness is the, what is it, the Starburst, you know, basically what they're the little candies, what, you know what
the little jelly beans
Starburst? Yeah, jelly beans, yeah.
I don't like those.
Oh, my goodness. I can't stop. I mean, that's like potato chips. For me, I got to stay away from that. I just have to say
What about the malted milk balls?
Oh yeah, those are good too. But same thing. I mean, it turns my teeth inside out. I just oh my goodness. Yeah.
Easter, so we're celebrating because see, we're going off of Lent. We're celebrating that He is risen. I can finally eat more Girl Scout cookies, and I'm just going to be.
You still have Girl Scout cookies?
Yeah, because I've been saving them because I gave up sugar for Lent.
Oh, okay. Well,
so I have them in a special place.
You got to send me some Thin Mints. I can't find Thin Mints anywhere. What's going on here?
We can send you a box of Thin Mints.
I think they make it now, but
it's 80 degrees outside.
Well, they'd be melted.
We could try.
Yeah, exactly.
We could put them on dry ice.
I'm without Thin Mints here. I mean, this is the first year, no Thin Mints. I couldn't believe it. You know, because we're here in Florida as opposed to when we were in California. I mean, Girl Scouts abound. I mean, you know,
you guys,
every place
I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it because Channing put something on Facebook. Please buy Girl Scout cookies from me, from my Daisy troop. And you could go online and have them sent to you and Uncle Bill and buy one from.
Well, tell Channing she better save me a box. I want a box of Thin Mints. I mean, not just one box. I mean, the case. You know, is she already out?
I think she quit taking them March 1st. But can I tell y'all one thing really quick that just happened that y'all might be interested in? She wanted to go to Girl Scout camp, right? Mm-hmm. Camp Sickerwitha, which is near us. So I'm going online to register her for Girl Scout camp. Okay, you guys, I thought of all of you when this happened. So this is Girl Scout camp. They had a box for gender and a box for sex. Are you male and female gender, and are you male and female sex? And so I called, and I haven't heard back from people. I'm like, can y'all explain to me what this is? I mean, so that was the option on the registration form for Girl Scout camp.
Well, you just can't wait to fill out those papers. I mean, it's like, wait a minute, who needs therapy here?
Yeah, I mean, we're looking for another camp at this point.
Well, I would think so. I mean, what kind of questions to ask? I mean, these are Girl Scouts. I mean, we're talking girls, what, up to the age of 12, maybe? Is that it? The
Girl Scout camp? I believe Girl Scouts can go older than that. I want to say Girl Scouts can go to maybe even, you know, 17 or 18. You have Daisies, then Brownies, then Girl Scouts. And you go to camp based on your age. So Channing would go with other first and second graders.
All right.
But when I saw that, I'm like, no, because I don't want some little boys going, well, I feel like a girl today, so I'm going to Girl Scout camp.
Oh, gosh, what a mess.
Yeah.
This is
I just thought y'all would want to be aware of that.
Yeah, really. Well, you gotta stay on guard, no doubt. Hey, speaking of which, I wanted to talk about this issue last week, and we ran out of time, but it came to mind again. I wanted to talk to you and get your read on this. Everybody went crazy because Vice President Pence says, hey, look, I don't want to have dinner with any other woman. I just choose not to have dinner with any other woman except my wife. And, man, these flaming liberals went just off the rails on this deal.
Off the grid.
I mean, like, what are you kidding me? I mean, this is out of respect for his wife. I remember in the days when I worked with the Billy Graham Crusade, and one of the things they told us is that you do not cross counsel.
Mm-hmm.
You don't cross counsel, number one. Number two, you never close the door. And that was just all naturally built into the culture of the Billy Graham Crusade.
It was a given.
Which I was grateful for. And I see some churches, even to this day, they cross counsel. I go, oh, are you going to get yourself in trouble here? I mean, we're not talking dinner, but we're talking, you know, a place where you can have a conversation, that sort of thing. And this is, you know, no bueno. I go along. I support the vice president on this. I think to have some, some modeling, you know, some proper modeling here. But they want to say, well, it's a big affront to women because you're not interested in taking any other woman out to dinner but your wife. So what's the big whoop here?
Well, I respect him so much, and I appreciate that, and I would appreciate if my husband was that way. I know my husband wouldn't go to lunch probably with another woman. You don't.
Hey, he barely would go to dinner with me. Much less another woman. So.
Figure.
He knows
mama's not happy, nobody's happy, and I'd be home mad.
He's got great taste.
You just have to be guarded because the word says we have to be as wise as a serpent, harmless as a dove. Mm-hmm. And that means wise as a serpent, that we have to be cunning, always watching what's going on around us. How many of you all have friends that are pastors, mm-hmm. great people, and they end up having an affair with somebody that they're counseling? You know,
exactly.
Affairs don't happen in the bedroom. They happen because you become good friends, you start hanging out together, you start having lunch together, having dinner together. More than that, even so, I think now with so much going on with he said, she said, that if just say that Vice President Pence was out with a woman and she said, well, he said this, well, there's not going to be any proof that he didn't accept
exactly.
his word against her word. And so my father had a dental practice, and he was that way. He would never, ever be alone with another woman, you know, just one woman. He always had, like, a hygienist and, you know, assistants, people in there with him. I'm saying he wouldn't be alone with a customer.
Right.
He always had
exactly.
a hygienist or someone, just because this day and age you have to be guarded.
Mm-hmm.
And especially the vice president, I think that's smart on many levels and respectful.
Without a doubt. Hey, lot to do about this United Airlines incident. This former doctor, you know, from Kentucky,
mm-hmm.
They got to drag him off. The incident now, his attorney said he broken nose. He was he looked like he was bleeding, suffered a concussion. I mean, can you say one humongous lawsuit?
Oh, that's what I said to my dad this morning,
mm-hmm.
day. I said, Dad, that's a lawsuit waiting to happen. What I don't understand is I've been on many flights where they overbooked. And what they do is they up the ante. Hey, if you'll give up your ticket, we'll give you $350 towards a new ticket.
Right.
If the one person comes forward, then they'll say, hey, we'll give you $500. And they keep doing that until they've gotten all the tickets they need. So I can't figure out why it escalated to that point. Now, I could see why he would have maybe gotten a little upset. I think I would have been mad. I would have gone along with it. But I've heard that, you know, he was kind of accosted, that he was a little bit, you know, like you're getting off the plane.
Right, right.
I just think it's strange, and I don't understand why that happened. Are y'all not thinking that? I mean, why did they overbook flights all the time? This is nothing new. Why did this escalate to this point? And I don't blame him for being upset. He needed to get home. He's a physician.
Well, he's not a physician. He said, well, he's kind of, I guess maybe, but anyway, there's a lot of weird stuff around this deal. And
who started the fight? Did he start the bullying, or did the flight attendant start it?
Well,
that's
how the genesis of that came out. But the fact of the matter is that you have a customer. And what happened to the old days that, you know, the customer is always right? I guess except on United Airlines, because what they were trying to do was save four seats for their own employees. They didn't want to inconvenience
right.
their own employees,
mm-hmm.
but they will certainly inconvenience a paying customer. That's the way they handle this, and you're exactly right. And where I'm used to hearing it being handled is out before you get on the plane. Once you're on the plane, your luggage is up there, you went through all that stuff.
You're there. It's
and then, yeah, and then now they want to, you know, take your seat away from you. I mean, this is bad. This is bad timing, bad planning all the way around. And even if they had given the guy $1,000 or somebody else $1,000, you tell me they wouldn't have jumped up and taken $1,000 with
exactly.
the airline credit? Hey, in
exactly.
a heartbeat, and it would have saved United Airlines. I mean, it's already cost them. What something like close to $1 billion already so far, just in terms
of... Are you kidding?
Yeah, $1 billion. We'll miss out on that one, but we're going to keep an eye on it.
I'm not flying United anytime soon, are y'all?
I think a lot of people are saying the same thing, Lolo, let me tell you. Hey, it's the life according to Lauren. Always good to be talking to you. I appreciate
Happy
the
Easter,
time.
Everybody.
Happy Easter to you. He's risen.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Jen Lennon with The Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The Senior Living Advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360.
There's a place for answers. A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-359-3360. That's 1-800-359-3360.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live. Martinez live. Wake me up
inside. Wake me up inside. Hey, we're back with you, America. I know how you feel. Sometimes, you know, we go through seasons of our life where we just feel dead. We're out in that barren desert, and we just go, Lord, wake me up, you know, from the inside out. You know, what is going on? I just feel so discombobulated. And, of course, so many in our culture feel the same thing. This is what I'm hearing across the country in my travels. And our next guest, he has a rather interesting and provocative insight as to what we are experiencing right now in our culture. And a lot of it has to do with end time prophecy as it continues to unfold behind us, in front of us, I should say, because, you know, that's the big question people are asking. Phil Hotzenpiller is with us right now. Phil is, the pastor, senior pastor. And for full disclosure, I will tell you, he's my pastor. I'm on his board at his church in Anaheim Hills. He's widely considered an expert in the field of end time prophecy. Been interviewed by the Washington Post, USA Today, CNN, the Christian Post, and the Telegraph on the subject of Armageddon and the post-apocalyptic world. Phil, always good to be talking to you. How you doing, buddy?
And there's no shortage of news feeds for us this week, is there?
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, it's just been coming, hasn't it? It's just been nonstop. But, no surprise here. This is what the Bible said would happen. And quite interesting, this whole idea of lawlessness and your new book, One Nation Under God, kind of crossed out under God, you know, without law, the rise of lawlessness, the end times, and the power of hope. And he was talking about these interviews that you've been on, and it was actually in one of those interviews where the idea of lawlessness came about. Tell our audience about that, if you would.
Yeah, a few years ago, I was asked to do an interview. It was actually a program for the History Channel. They had assembled four or five people from different fields, philosophers. I was the biblical scholar. We had a quantum physics guy from UCLA. And the question was, what do we know about the end of the world? Is it coming, and how can we predict it? And what happened, when I finished a, believe it or not, a three-hour discussion, just a one-on-one on me on the camera and questions, he turned the cameras off, the producer did, and asked me this question. He said, what is it keeps you up at night? What is it makes you afraid? And without even thinking, and I think it was inspired to say it, I just said lawlessness. When lawlessness becomes mainstream, that's what frightens me, because that's indicative of the last days. And lawlessness, a lot of people, when they hear that, they think, oh, yeah, there's a lot of people breaking the law. But those are two different concepts. One is I'm a lawbreaker because I violate some code and the society has established. However, when I'm involved in lawlessness, it's a spirit of the age. It's something that is predicted in Scripture. It's something that began before man, and that was with the rebellion of God's angel Lucifer, who we now know as Satan or the devil. And so we see that spirit of lawlessness. You can trace it through Scripture. It culminates really in Revelation chapter 18 with the great whore of Babylon. And then, of course, we go into the second coming of Christ in chapter 19 and the great white judgment in 20. So it's really an interesting concept when you really begin to see it really from more of a global perspective instead of looking at crime in my city today.
Right. You know, Phil, we've been talking about this in the last couple of weeks, particularly as it relates to the immutable laws of God. That's the lawlessness that you're talking about, like the law of gravity. We're going to be stupid enough to challenge the law of gravity when it's well established. They're just like the law of gravity. There are these immutable laws, which God, in a sense, summed up to Cain, didn't he? When he said, if you do right, will it not go well for you? And I hear that through the millennia, the echo of that advisement.
Correct. And, you know, it's really interesting because the book of Psalms is a fascinating book. And in Psalm chapter 2, the question is asked, why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? And when you begin to unfold this, the next verse, it says, the kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cut away their castor cords away from us. So here we see lawlessness defined as you have all really levels of society rebelling against God. You have nations that do. You have people that plot. You have kings who set themselves. You have rulers. And they all say exactly the same thing. We're tired of God. We're tired of his anointed, which would be the Messiah. Mm-hmm. We're tired of the bonds, and we're tired of the restrictions. So we're tired of law. We want a society without law. But can I just read the next verse, Bill? It says, but he who sits in the heavens shall laugh. Yeah. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak in his wrath and his displeasure, in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill in the hill of Zion. So God's response is, take your best shot, but I've got this.
Exactly. It's like, are you kidding me? Really? That's really what you want? I mean, you see the very freedoms I've given you. You look at those freedoms as being things that are ties that bind you. You know, it is quite the contrast, isn't it?
It really is. And so when we look at news feeds like, like today, for example, the news feeds I'm looking at today, you know, which everyone's probably aware of, the showdown with North Korea. We see Japan is already ready for emergency. Air China suspending flights because we don't really know what North Korea is capable of. They've been a country in isolation and I'll call just almost barbaric behavior and tyrannical rule for so long that we really don't have a peek inside there. And, you know, I you can't fix crazy. I mean, this
That's
is
right.
just, this is stuff that just goes into another world.
Yeah. Well, you got to imagine if God's laughing at all the silly stuff, how, Kim Jong-un is cracking him up. I mean,
yeah.
he's rolling over
yeah.
with some of his own counsel and his ideas of what he wants to execute. And, of course, we got China going to the border. And I said one of two things, either to support what seemed to be a positive meeting out of Mar-a-Lago with Donald Trump, and maybe just to keep an eye on the little brother to keep him in check, if that's even possible. But even President Xi said, you know, this kid's a handful.
Yeah, exactly. And I think most of the world reacts the same throughout every, you know, despotic ruler who comes and wants to and threatens. And they say, yeah, nobody would do that, and he won't do that. And we all can go back in our history books and read about Chamberlain's
exactly.
Chamberlain's great visit with Adolf Hitler and say, we're going to have peace in our time. And I think that what I do is when I see headlines, I ask myself, can I find anything that this is a precursor to in Scripture? So when I see kind of the wrestling of nations, so to speak, particularly like in North Korea or China or Japan, you know, my mind immediately goes over to Revelation 16, and it talks about the great kings of the East and how they will, you know, march their way into Israel. Now, this is not that.
Yes.
But what happens is everything has to have a setup. Mm-hmm. And when you see nations rise like they did with Assyria or Babylonia, they were all rising before the event. And then
exactly.
all of a sudden, it happened.
Right.
And so what I think we have happening here is we have some rising events that we can look mm-hmm. at prophetically.
Well, Bill, congratulations on the book, One Nation Without Law, The Rise of Lawlessness, The End Times, and The Power of Hope. It is Good Friday all over the world today. What's your 30-second message to the people?
The only answer is the cross and the resurrection. And
Amen.
Without that centerpiece, Christianity and our faith falls flat on its face.
Yeah,
so rejoice, he's risen.
Yeah, they keep checking the tombs. The tomb's still empty, right?
Amen. Amen.
Like none other. None other has ever died, risen, came, said he was God himself. To redeem us, and there's been no other in human history to do what Jesus did. Phil Hotzenpiller, senior pastor at Influence Church in Anaheim Hills, California. Phil, thank you so much.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website, powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
Hey there. Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park, or the beach, or even your couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right, get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347, 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your two-month supply, call now, toll-free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Joy to the world, be a resident. Hallelujah. Be a resident. Hallelujah. He's risen. Hallelujah.
Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Join us now in over 260 markets across this country. Thank you so much for partnering up with us and maintaining your commitment to do what it takes to get this country back on track. It is Good Friday, and as is tradition here on Bill Martinez Live, I have to share with you probably one of my favorite sermons from Tony Campolo. An American sociologist, pastor, author, public speaker, former spiritual advisor to U.S. President Bill Clinton. He's known as one of the most influential leaders in the evangelical left. He's been a major proponent of progressive thought and reform within the evangelical community. We're going to listen to a special recount of a sermon that he was exposed to after giving a sermon himself there in Pennsylvania. Here's Tony Campolo.
I belong to an African-American church because living in West Philadelphia, as I have over the years, my church lost all of its members as the community changed racially. Black people moved in and the white people moved out. And when the church was about to close, my father said, well, we've got to find another church, and the nearest Baptist church, because we're Baptists, was African-American. So we went there, Mount Carmel Baptist Church. And old Dr. Huggard would have us do this preach-off once a year. And white people don't even know what they are. You get about six, seven preachers, and you preach back-to-back. It goes on and on and on for hours. And you know how you're doing in my church. One time I was preaching in my church, and nothing much was happening. I knew I was dying on my feet, and some lady on the last row yelled, "Help him, Jesus! Help him, Jesus!" And I knew my sermon wasn't going over well. Likewise in my church, when you're really pumping on all cylinders, the deacons sit right up front, right underneath the pulpit. And every time you say something good, the deacons yell, "Preach, brother! Preach, preach!" You know, I would do great if I just could take my deacons with me anywhere, because they encourage you beyond words when you're preaching.
Yeah.
And the women in my church, they put one hand in the air and they go, "Well," that's all they do, "Well," you get 67 women going, well, every time you say something good, yeah, your hormones bubble.
Oh, that can move something.
Yeah, that's right. And the men in my church, when you're really delivering the word, or as they say, have gotten down, mm-hmm, they'll stand up and yell, keep going. Keep going, baby. Keep going. Keep going. They'll stand up and point at you and yell at the... I don't get that from white people.
Yeah.
White people look at their watches and say, stop, stop. But in my church, it goes the other way. Well, we were having our preach-off. There were seven of us preaching back-to-back, and it was my turn.
Wow.
And I don't want to brag, but I was good. And the people were yelling, well, and preach, and keep going, and I feed on that. Mm-hmm. The more they did it, the better I got. The better I got, the more they did it. I want to tell you, I got so good, I wanted to take notes on me. When I finished, that place exploded. There was cheering and clapping. I sat down. My pastor hit my knee. He said, you did all right. You did all right. I said, Pastor Eggert, you're next. Are you going to be able to top that?
How do you follow that?
Yeah, he said, son, sit back, because the old man is going to do you in. I didn't think anybody could do it that day.
Yeah.
That sucker got up, and he did me in with one line over and over again. It's Friday, but Sunday's coming. Doesn't sound like much, but you weren't there. He started off nice and soft. It was Friday, and the Satan seemed to be in control. Jesus was dead on the cross, but that's because it was Friday. Sunday's coming. Friday. Friday, people are saying, as things have been, so they shall be. You can't change things in this world, but they don't know. It's only Friday, he yelled. Sunday's coming, and people are going, preach, keep going. And Friday, Friday, they're saying darkness is everywhere, and hopelessness and despair is ruling the world. But I'm here to give you the good news. It's only Friday. Sunday's coming, and people are cheering like mad by this time. He went on and on. Friday, Sunday's coming, Friday, Sunday's coming. He got to the end of that sermon, and he just yelled at the top of his lungs, Friday! Without hesitation, that whole congregation yelled back, Sunday's coming! And that's the good news. As much as there is despair in the air, as much as it seems as though we're losing ground to the forces of darkness, I've got good news. And it's the good news of my pastor. It may look like everything's lost, but it's only Friday. Sunday's coming. We've got a God who can turn things around.
Amen. Amen. Dr. Tony Campola, Professor Emeritus of Sociology in Pennsylvania. Dr. Tony, the kingdom of God, that's what Jesus preached.
Yeah, it's, you know, if Jesus had to reduce his message to a soundbite, that would be it. The first words out of his mouth in Matthew, Mark, Luke, the first words are, I have come to declare that the kingdom of God is at hand. You can't have the kingdom without kingdom people. Sometimes mainline churches forget that. They want to change the world, but they have forgotten that before you can change the world, you've got to change people. The kingdom of God is transformed people living in a transformed society. It's a society in which government, in which the economic system, in which the educational system, the recreational system, all things function in accord with the will of God. But you're not going to have that kind of society unless people themselves are transformed. And there are a lot of characteristics of the kingdom of God. One is justice for the poor and the oppressed. That people's economic needs are met. That people are not seduced by a consumeristic society. But there's a big theme that I preach a great deal. And that is the kingdom of God is also a party. Yes. And I'm sure you were going to drive to that.
Right. That's what I... Well, you know, Jesus knows how to party. I mean, after all, and like you said, the stage is set. I mean, we're reminded in the Lord's Prayer, thy kingdom come, thy will be done, everything operating in the rhyme and reason that God intended it to be. What more could you want?
I want you to add one more thing.
Okay.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth.
Yes.
The kingdom already exists in heaven. God's will is done up there. The question is, does he have a people? And are you and I willing to become some of those people who will work to see that his will is done on earth as it is in heaven? We dare not pray for the kingdom to come on earth as it is in heaven. We dare not pray that his will be done on earth as it is in heaven unless we ourselves are willing to submit ourselves to that end. When I say party, every time there's a response to the gospel, it's party time. You think of Zacchaeus, the little man. Everybody hated Zacchaeus because he was a tax collector that ripped people off. Jesus comes marching down Main Street, and the crowds line the sidewalks, and they push little Zacchaeus, he's a shirt guy, into the background. And you know the song from Daily Vacation Bible School. He climbs up in the sycamore tree, for he wanted his Lord to see. At last the Savior came walking by, and he yells, "Yo, Zach, come on down. We're going to your house today. We're going to have a party." So the next time they ask you, "What time is it?" you say, "It's party time." And it's the same with the prodigal son. Remember the boy that takes half of his father's money and goes off and spends it in riotous living, ends up feeding the pigs. You know what that meant in the Israeli world, in the Jewish world, to feed pigs. And he would love to have the slop that the pigs are eating. And he says, "I don't have to put up with this. There are guys that work on my father's farm that live well. I know what I'll do. I'll go home and I'll ask my father for a job on the farm." Well, if you're going to go home after blowing half of your father's income, you'd better rehearse your speech. And all the way home, the kid's rehearsing it. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee. I am no longer worthy to be called thy son. Make me one of your hired servants." The Bible says, and the father saw him when he was a long way off and runs out and throws his arms around his son. And the son starts the speech. "Father, I have sinned against heaven and against thee." The father's not listening. "Bill, go and get some clothes. This kid's in rags." Son saying, "I am no longer worthy to be called thy son." "Harry, get a ring. Put it on his finger. Bill, go out behind the barn and there's a fat calf. Kill that sucker. I am no longer worthy to be called thy son." "Knock it off, son. You're home. We're going to have a party." So the next time you ask what time it is, you as a Christian ought to say it's party time.
It's party time.
Jesus says whenever anyone comes to know him as Lord and Savior, that the angels in heaven have a party, celebrate. The kingdom of God is marked by celebration and joy. To become a Christian is not to be some deadhead, boring person, but to come alive in the joy of what God is doing in the lives of people who surrender to him and in the world that is being transformed by those people.
Amen. Dr. Tony, it seems like the signs that we're talking about are coming soon and very soon these days.
Yes, and we need to look at both sides. Jesus, when he talked about the end times, gave a wonderful parable. He said it's like this, that the kingdom of God is likened unto a man who plants wheat in the field. He sows wheat seeds, and the wheat begins to grow, and the evil one comes and sows tares or weeds, and the weeds begin to grow alongside of the tares. And the servants come to the master and say, "What should we do, pull up the weeds?" He said, "You can't do that without destroying the wheat. Let the two grow up together, and come the harvest, we will separate the wheat from the tares, and the tares, the weeds, shall be thrown into the flames." The point of the story is clear. The tares, which Jesus specifically says represents the kingdom of evil, is growing stronger and stronger every day. You can't pick up the newspaper without being aware that evil has never been more prominent, that corruption is never more evident, that the denigration of the evil one is everywhere at hand. And it's enough to discourage anybody, except that Jesus reminds us that not only are the tares growing, not only are the weeds growing, but the wheat is also growing, which is the kingdom of God. In short, the kingdom of evil has never been stronger or more evident than it is today, but neither has the kingdom of God.
Amen. Dr. Tony Campolo, alumnus, professor emeritus of sociology at Eastern University in Pennsylvania. My prayer this Good Friday for you is that whatever it is that is your Friday, remember, Sunday is coming.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.